Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. What a great day it is, man. Weather's beautiful. Baseball's starting here very, very soon. First pitch is at what? Oh, 2 o'clock, 2:05 today. We got Angels-Orioles action. Man, Burns is getting the I think he's exactly what the O's need, man. I'm telling you, this Orioles team's going ridiculous. They're young, they're strong, they're good. And the Angels are terrible. Like, who's going to be worse this year? The Angels or Oakland? It's going to be close. Both are going to be absolutely terrible. Poor White Sox are going to be bad. They play at 3:05 against Detroit. Man, it's going to be the first time since, like, what, the last 12, 13 years that Miguel Cabrera is not going to be out there for the Tigers. So a lot of wonderful things going on. And we also get to talk a little bit of the Rebels. You know, it's 12 o'clock on a Thursday, so we're talking with Evie Van Pelt. First and foremost, Evie, how are you doing today?
I am doing great. Thank you for having me. I'm always excited to get to be here on Thursday. Thank you.
And this is a special Thursday. We got the Sweet 16 starting tonight. You got baseball. I mean, like, it just feels a little bit different, doesn't it?
It does. It does. Opening day of baseball is always a great day, isn't it?
It is. I'm so excited. Now, there's a big, big, big weekend for baseball that has to do with the Ole Miss Rebels. They're playing Kentucky this weekend, are they not?
Yes, they are. And to be honest, I think Kentucky has kind of maybe been a little bit of a surprise there in the Eastern Division. They're leading the Eastern Division 5-1 in SEC and 20-4 overall.
Damn.
So that's going to be.
I didn't realize they were balling
one.
Like that.
Yes, they are.
I know that. So, I've heard that they can hit the absolute cover off the baseball and they score runs in bunches.
Yes, they do, and it's just amazing to think that they're sitting there at 5-1 in first place, and in the East, and South Carolina and Florida are tied for second, and then you've got Tennessee, who I'm sorry, I thought Tennessee looked pretty good this last weekend. Not that I really want to bring that up, but they look pretty good. So Kentucky, they're at least thus far they're looking pretty good.
Yeah, the Rebels kind of needed that little 13-9 win over Austin Peay, did they not, to kind of get kind of set themselves right?
Yeah, they did. That was a helpful one. And you know, they have changed up their pitching rotation. So So now, instead of Gunnar Dennis on Friday, he is moving to the Sunday spot, and we're taking midweek starter Riley Maddux, who is a seasoned veteran. He is going to take the Friday night role, and we are not messing with Mr. Liam Doyle on Saturday, who now we call that Doyle Day, reminiscent of Doug Day back when we had Doug Nikhazy. So we're leaving the lefty there on Saturdays because, my goodness, you know, he's a phenomenal player. I think he got some attention in that Saturday win against Tennessee, but he's a strikeout machine.
Yeah, and who's going to be going on the bump on Sunday then?
Gunnar Dennis.
Oh, he's going from Friday to Sunday.
Going from Friday to Sunday. And, you know, when we started out and we had JT Quinn as our Friday guy, and then he kind of got bumped for Gunnar Dennis. Well, JT was going to go in a week ago, and he was in the bullpen throwing, warming up to go in relief, and pulled like a muscle in his stomach.
Ooh, that's not good.
And is going to be out, Bianco said, for probably quite a while. So, my goodness. But fortunately, you know, that Ole Miss bullpen has looked really good, and we'll see how this new shaking up the pitching rotation how that turns out.
Yeah, hopefully they can cool those bats for Kentucky off. The one thing is also Kentucky's pitching better than a lot of people expect. They don't walk many people, and the Rebels are taking more walks than most. So hopefully something's going to give, and hopefully it goes in the Rebels' favor.
Right. I hope so. Yeah. I mean, Kentucky right now, they're sitting there. I want to say they're maybe fifth in the league in ERA, 3.64. And in this league with the pitchers we've got, you know, at Arkansas and A&M and Tennessee, I mean, that's pretty good to be up there top five. So definitely Ole Miss will have its work cut out for it.
Well, it's MLB opening day. Spring ball is balling. Kentucky, Ole Miss this weekend. And we also just had a little Ole Miss Pro Day.
Yes, we did. And that was exciting. And by the way, I am really, David and I are back and forth. We are thinking about hopping in the car and heading over to Houston because the Astros opening game is today against the Yankees. Minute Maid is 70 miles and 12 minutes away from our house.
And so you can see really Nestor Cortez, Framber Valdez. Yes. That would be awesome.
Yes. The first pitch is at 3:10. So when we hang up, I may just hop in the car and hit the road. But the Rebels have some people on opening day rosters. They've got Lance Lynn after stints with
he's
the
back
White
with the
Fox.
Cardinals.
Yes. Yes. He's back with the Cardinals. That's where he spent the first 7 years of his career. They've got Nick Fortes with the Marlins, a catcher, phenomenal. I just, you know, he was so outstanding at Ole Miss. He played in 108 games with the Marlins last year. We've got relief pitcher Jacob Wagasback is with the Rays, and Gray Kessinger has cracked the Astros roster. Second year infielder spent
already
a lot
up
of the,
there cracking yeah. them. Damn.
Yeah,
he was sick though when he was down when he was a Rebel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Isn't that the truth? So anyway, but back to your question about Pro Day, that was exciting to get to see a lot of those guys out there. And I will tell you that Dayton Wade ran a 4.44 40. So Dayton Wade was flying, and Spencer Sanders was quarterback throwing to everyone, and I'm telling you, he looked really good, and I would not be surprised at all if he makes somebody's camp with all his experience and everything. So he looked good. Dayton Wade looked good. I tell you, the Dejon Anthony ran a 4.5. He's a safety, and I think he cut his time down. He was at the combine, cut his time a little bit, so 4.5. And I tell you, the couple of surprises, DeAndre Prince, the cornerback, he had a 37.5-inch vertical jump, along with Dayton Wade. So, you know, we've all seen those acrobatic catches from Dayton Wade that he made all season long. Just incredible receptions, and he had a 37.5-inch vertical. So, and I'm a firm believer. I believe every inch of that because, man, those catches he had against Georgia, I mean, were just phenomenal.
Man, that's exciting. So who's expected? Like, I mean, this year, like, it's kind of a weird year with the Rebels in the NFL draft, isn't it?
It is.
Because everybody's coming back.
Everybody's coming back. And so really and truly, I think probably what you're going to see is, we've got Cedric Johnson was also there yesterday at Pro Day, and he looked good. Had a couple of former Rebels there, which is interesting that if you're a former Jordan Wilkins, who was there back in 2017, he came and worked out, as did a former running back, Isaiah Willard. I think these guys, we had writers there and everybody seemed real happy. We got to talk with some of the guys and hear a few of the places that they've talked to. But really and truly, I think, you know, I wouldn't be surprised at all to see some of these guys get some looks for some from
make some
protein
rosters.
Yes, yes. And I will tell you, there were every NFL team was represented. 45 scouts and personnel from all 32 teams were there yesterday. So that's always exciting.
That is exciting. And sticking on something, you know, like a little football-esque, did y'all get to go to practice on Tuesday?
Yes. Yes, we did. And you know, it's we're getting a little bit more access now. We're
pulling the curtain back just a little bit more
pulling
over there.
The curtain, yes. Now we are a little limited in what we can talk about. Lane, you know, does not want anybody out there talking about who's this string or who's running with that string, because as I said before, I mean, good grief, you know, you end up with players reading that and they
getting
can
upset.
Enter the transfer portal mm-hmm. on April 15th.
Exactly.
Yeah. So anyway, but so far, you know, what we've seen, I mean, again, the one of my writers who was there said Diego Pounds stood out. He's the transfer from North Carolina, and he said he looked big even among the big the big guys. He looked big. We saw Reese McIntyre, Bryson Sanders were taking some snaps at center with Caleb Warren, maybe to give a little bit of depth there. Kedrick Riscano, the running back, he's a sophomore this year. He's looking really good. I think Logan Diggs and Ulysses Bentley maybe aren't at full speed yet, coming back from maybe some off-season injuries.
A little work.
Yeah, a little work. Getting a little work done.
Yeah.
So, but really and truly, the guys are pretty excited and watching that defensive line. I mean, I think that it's funny to me, you know, when you listen to Kiffin talk, he keeps talking about the roster. And for Kiffin, I mean, I'm just telling people, it's like last year, you got to take little clues, I think, from Kiffin. And last year he talked about, in fall camp, he talked about the chemistry and how he thought the chemistry was so much better than the year before. And he said, we'll see how it goes when they face some adversity. And then, as you and I have talked before, they were behind in the fourth quarter for four or five games. And that's when you really saw that unity kick in and them overcome and win some big games. And Kiffin has really talked a lot about the Rebels roster this year and that it is by far the best roster he's ever had at Ole Miss. And, you know, now he stopped short. It's not, you know, he's had rosters at USC.
Yeah, and
he's
had,
you know, at
Alabama.
Yeah, but he's really, really excited with the roster. And now Tuesday he did go on a little bit of a rant about the portal system.
About the multiple transferring, I believe.
Yes. And he called it a really stupid system.
That's a very nice way of calling. I think it's just stupid. I don't think it's stupid in college football, but also in college basketball. I mean, dead gummit, like Selection Sunday happens, and then you have Transfer Monday the very next day.
It's
you got coaches
crazy.
Like having to keep, you know, one eye on this year's team and then one eye on next year's team because you can never stop looking for next year's team. I don't know. I just feel like it's ridiculous. And in Lane talking about, you know, multiple transfers, I have to say I agree. It is just stupid.
I think so, too. And, you know, he said it's good for the players, you know, financially. And then he said, but, I mean, it's good for them financially, but is that really good for college football? And he said, you've created the system, so you can't blame them, but you've created it where you can just go keep getting money at the end of every semester somewhere else.
You're a free agent after every year. If you're an upper-tier athlete, you get to be a free agent every single year. And I know, like, you're like, well, that's – so what? I'm just saying, like, in the National Football League, like, you sign a contract, you have a certain amount of years that you're going to – like, in college, after every single season, it opens right back up, and that's a pain in the ass.
It is, and, you know, Kiffin said, his exact quote was, he said, I brought, you know, talking about having some binding agreements, he talked about bringing them, you know, like in the SEC meetings, and he said, I brought up in meetings when they first went down this, you know, second portal, I don't know what you even want to call it, but situation, and he said, I told them, you better make something where they've got to sign for a year. So all these portal players that after last season go in, at least they're signed for 1 year and not one semester without even, you know, without playing in the off season. So he said, would that happen in the NFL? Go sign in the off season, get a contract, get paid, and before you ever play, go somewhere else. So, you know, which that's what happened with Caden Proctor from Alabama, you know, and so he thinks you're going to see a lot more of that kind of thing. So, and incidentally, it's funny. I have no clue on the veracity of it, but for a few days there were things on Twitter about Quinshon might want to try and come back to Ole Miss, and you know, now his mama shot that down on Twitter, so you know, we'll just let her speak for that. But I mean, you know, stranger things have happened.
Yeah, especially around college sports these days. Now I got to ask you something on a very funny and a light note, and I'm like, I think this is just one of the coolest things that I've seen in a while. So Jonathan Hess is going to be on The Bachelorette?
Yes. Yes, he is. Now, for folks who don't know, Jonathan Hess was a tight end for Ole Miss and Lane Kiffin a couple of years ago. He is now on the staff as a recruiting assistant. And apparently, Lane's daughter, Landry, helped him with his submission to the Bachelorette show, to appear on the show. And so now we laugh that, you know, folks know Hess as the player who was on the sideline who first started the whole spraying the fire extinguisher after Ole Miss scores. So that was Jonathan Hess, if anybody noticed that. So now we're kind of joking that now it's the opposite. He's hoping to create a spark. So we'll see, instead of putting out a fire, he wants to start one, I guess. So he will on The Bachelorette.
Like, to make sure I have this one right, so The Bachelorette's where there's one girl and a bunch of guys. Like, he doesn't have a bunch of girls waiting for him.
No.
So he's out there basically, he's got to go out there and do a lot of blocking, so it's a good thing he's a tight end.
That's exactly right. And he's, you know, it's so funny. Kiffin was asked, you know, he talked about it in his press conference, and he said he thinks that they just need enough time to get to know him. You know, he thinks he'll be fine, but he just needs an opportunity to showcase his personality. And it's just funny that, you know, his daughter helped him.
I know, that's just so funny. That's all get out. I can't stop.
And the Rebels still have Quintavious on Survivor, Quintavious Burdette. So we got, you know, we're taking over the reality TV world.
How's it? So he's doing good. I forgot that. Like, I completely forgot about that because I've never been the Survivor guy. How's he doing?
He's doing now. I have not watched this week's one, but from what I have seen on social media, He's still alive and kicking, and he makes some funny comments when he posts there's a picture of him with his eyes wide open, and every now and then he'll post that little meme of himself. But as far as I know, Q's still going, and he is such an engaging personality. He easily forms alliances, let's put it that way.
Man, that is awesome. Everything seems wonderful in Hottie Toddyville. Everybody get on the Rebel Walk. Go to therebelwalk.com. You're an Ole Miss fan, I'm telling you. That's the number one source for all things Ole Miss sports information. They got the football, basketball, baseball, and heck, they got a Survivor and The Bachelorette covered.
That's right. That's right. We will keep everybody updated on that. And, you know, one thing, I don't know if you noticed Tuesday, I think it drew a little bit of attention. Princely Umonmielen talked, the defensive lineman transfer that Ole Miss got from Florida. Actually, you know, he made some really interesting comments. It's the first time we'd gotten to talk to him. And he basically said, well, the first thing that was the funniest to me is that the person most involved, other than the coaches, in getting him to Ole Miss was Jackson Dart.
Really?
He said he would call me and FaceTime me all the time. And then he said, I thought it was funny, he said, I wouldn't say it was weird, but in the past, I feel like the quarterbacks were always to themselves or only hung out with just one guy. And he said, Jackson is a team guy. He talks to everybody on the team. And he said, it's still weird to me because I'm used to not ever talking to the quarterbacks. So I thought that was kind of cute. But really and truly, the most interesting thing to me is the change, he says, in how he is being coached. There's a distinct difference. And he said at Florida, I mean, he's throwing down the gauntlet here. He said at Florida, the way I was coached, it was almost as if they were just telling me to go out there and use my talent. He said here, they're on me about the little things.
The technique,
and
everything.
Yes. He said they go into real depth. And then he said here, I feel like I'm actually getting developed.
Oh, my God.
So shot across the bow there.
Yeah, that's a huge shot over there, especially over there at the Gator Boys. My goodness. Yeah. But Jackson Dart, man, talking about a major role. He wasn't just a major role, obviously, in the recruiting, but he was also a major role in keeping this team together.
Oh, isn't he, though? And, I mean, I think that he played a role in getting Juice Wells to come to Texas, come to Ole Miss from South Carolina. Just a phenomenal wide receiver. And it just seems to me there can be no doubt heading into his third year in Lane Kiffin's system in Oxford that Jackson Dart is the leader of that team. I think there's some very strong leaders on defense, J.J. Pegues and Jared Ivey, and probably Prince Liam on the island. But make no mistake, that entire team, I believe, is Jackson Dart's team.
Evie, I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful day. I hope you and David hop in the car and go watch a little opening day baseball, Yankees Astros, 3:10. You've got right now, you know, good 2 hours and 40 minutes to get there.
And it takes me 1 hour and 10, so I can do it.
Evie, y'all have a blessed one. Tell David I said what's up, and we'll do it again next Thursday.
I will. Hottie Toddy. Have a great weekend.
That is Evie Van Pelt from the Rebel Walk, your number one source for all things Ole Miss sports information. Now, we got a little opening day baseball coming up. We got some hardwood because it feels so good. We got our bets. You know I love the Illini. Illinois. Illinois, Illinois, Illinois. I don't know if I've ever been a fan of the Illini in anything. Like, I can't even remember, like, a bet I've ever just, like, made on the Illini and been like, yeah, I'm pounding this joint.
Well, maybe today might not be the day to start then.
Son, please. Child, I'm trying to build a fortune over here. Remember, oof. I got grandkids, all right? I got things I got to pay for. Now, speaking of being, like, pay for, like, it's so easy. Go to the local liquor store. You got opening day baseball. You got all kinds of college hoops in the world because the Sweet 16 is starting tonight. This is the perfect night to sit back, relax. The weather's beautiful. Get your TVs all set up and enjoy the best spirit around, Tito's Handmade Vodka. You can go to the local liquor store and get a full handle for $33.99.
I guess one way or the other, you'll need it tonight.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a celebratory Tito's. But if life does hand you lemons, you don't freak out, you don't fret, you don't stress, you just make a lemon drop. Always make sure it's with the best. That's Tito's Handmade Vodka. We're going to be taking a small break. We're back in two shakes. We got some wood and we got some bets. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Join the voice of the Tigers, Dave Woloshin, for Wolo and Friends. Weekday mornings from 10 to 11 here on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
All the wisdom of the universe is in these bones.
Now back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Happy March 28th, opening day in baseball. Sweet 16 starts tonight. A lot of great things going on in the sports world. A lot of great things going on in the sports world, you know? I'm pretty excited. Draymond Green got ejected last night in like the first 4 minutes of the game.
Sure did.
He wasn't happy. You know why he got ejected?
Because they called a foul on Andrew Wiggins that he didn't think was a foul, and then he continued to argue it.
Well, he got ejected because he really wanted to get ejected because he wanted to start studying his bets for a little MLB baseball and the Sweet 16. He's got a podcast to put out, okay, brother? You know, sometimes the NBA is a little secondary.
Yeah, I guess so.
Trust me, I get it. 28th is a big day. We got baseball starting very, 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 very soon. I'm fired up because the Angels and the Orioles are going to get everything kicked off. The Mets game got rained out today. Sorry, sad. So did the Phillies and the Braves. They got rained out as well. But everything's really getting ready to get started here in about an hour and a half. You have Angels, Orioles. Then an hour after that, you got the Tigers and White Sox. At the same time, you have the Twins playing the Royals. This Royals team, did you see all the money Bobby Witt Jr. got?
Sure did.
Damn. he's good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you trust him 10 years, $270
million? Sure. Why not?
All right. You in it. Yankees, Astro, that's going to be a good one. We got a lot of great baseball. Cardinals, Dodgers, we talked about earlier, but now it's time to have a little bit of fun. And I already told you about how much fun Tito's is on a day like today. But also, I want to tell you a little something. What if you want to go, like, say, to Getaway Sports Bar and hang out with people? Do you want to look good? Absolutely. You're with other people. Can't be sitting around in your PJs. By the way, except for I do notice young people today, y'all wear y'all's PJs everywhere.
You know, John, you got a point. I'll be honest. A lot of young people love wearing their PJ pants everywhere they go.
I don't get it. Like, I'm talking about grocery shopping.
I used to work at a gym, and we'd have kids come in their PJ pants to work out.
Man, like, PJs don't leave the house.
No, I'd be like, should I tell them they can't wear that in here? They'd be like, I guess not. I mean,
at least their pants are, you know. But, like, they got that little opening, you know, the barn doors open on the PJs.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. It's crazy. But you know what? I had no offense to women. Again, girls, though. Like, a lot of y'all's clothes these days kind of look like workout clothes anyway. Like, them legging things they always wear. I'm a big leggings fan. Looks really comfortable. Looks like workout clothes, but they also wear that pretty much everywhere. And I'm not taking a shot at you, Chas, either. Like, she wears them everywhere. Pretty much all she wears. I got in on fashion, and I don't know why. Oh, yeah, that's right, because I want you to go to 5880 Goodman Road down in Olive Branch. Because if you go out today to enjoy a little baseball, mingle with the people enjoying opening day, you want to look good. So go to 5880 Goodman Road. It's down in Olive Branch. You can get the best threads. They got all the shirts, the jeans, the shorts, the pants, the shoes, the hats. They have it all. Men's and a ladies' boutique. Children's department, they can dress you and all your friends and family from head to toe. They can dress the whole basketball team. They can dress the whole baseball team. They got it all covered. They have the largest boot showroom in the world. That's Western boots, work boots, dress boots, you name it, they got it. You can't get down to Olive Branch. Don't worry. You can just go to your phone. Go to FrontierWesternStore.com, FrontierWesternStore.com. It's easy to navigate. Bing, bang, boom. Find what you want. Pay for it. They ship it out within 24 hours. It is that easy. Let's go to Hardinwood.
This is Access Hardinwood.
Oh, my goodness. Well, it is opening day. Things are wonderful. But for some people, things are not so wonderful today. Like, I almost threw up this morning, even though it's a wonderful day. My stomach is weak. Did you know that?
I hope it's not what I had last week.
Oh, no. Okay, this is like when I see things that are gross, like if I smell baby poo or just poo in general, I vomit.
Okay.
And if I see, like, I don't like roaches. They freak me out. If one touched me, I'd vomit. Hmm. And seeing Jaden Daniels' elbow almost made me vomit this morning
as well.
What the bleep? I had to go check this out. They say that's bursitis.
They say it's nothing.
Listen, hey. A medical superstar, like doctor guy knows a whole lot more than me. In fact, an orthopedist. His name is Eric Friedman. He's a medical physician, orthopedist, came out and said, there is nothing to worry about. It is olecranon bursitis. It will not affect his play in any way, and that his arm is perfectly fine. Well, it doesn't look fine. Like, my shoulder looks screwed up. So I know that things can look screwed up and still work.
Sure.
I mean, look at P. Diddy. Mm. Look how screwed up he is, and he made $1 billion. Mm. Now he's going to lose it. I mean, he's screwed up. But did you see the picture that's floating around on the X?
I saw it yesterday, yeah.
When you first saw it, did you not think to yourself, what the bleep? Like, you thought it had to be, like, somebody doctored the photo? Because I was like, man, why are people doctoring Jaden Daniels? Like, you can see they didn't even put his arm where it's supposed to go with his elbow.
That's right.
Because it looks about 3 inches off. His forearm, his elbow is sticking out when he throws the ball on the elbow. You have to go look at it. Go to X. Look at it. It's gross. Just type in Jaden Daniels. And I promise you, it'll be one of the first things that pop up. It was on Ian Rappaport. That's where I saw it. And then, of course, Don Kleiman. A bunch of people had it. But a lot of teams are still interested. New England Patriots, the Commanders, the Giants, the Vikings, the Broncos, the Raiders. They're all still talking to him. But really, as much as I love Jaden Daniels, and I was kind of thinking to myself, man, you know, 6'4", dude can scoot. He was the best pocket passer this year in college football. Did you realize that? Completed 72% of his passes. He's gotten better every year. Go back to when he started college, when he came to LSU. My man has gotten better every single year, and he's the most electric of all the quarterbacks. A little bit thin, 6'4", 210, but I feel like he's going to grow into his frame. Look, 6'4", 220, 225, running the way he runs, that's solid. That's solid. And the kid's accurate. I really like me some Jaden Daniels. I will say, just the visuals of seeing that elbow, if I was a fan, say Patriots, I'd be like kind of a little bit freaking out. They have the third pick, don't they?
Yes.
Pretty damn sure.
Yes.
So yeah, man. Oof.
Ooh. Some people say he'd go second to the Commanders.
You think so?
Good.
I mean, I like him better than Drake May, to be honest with you. Drake May, another big guy who can run pretty accurate. I love Jaden Daniels. I mean, what he did. I mean, he is just, his ceiling is different.
Oh, absolutely.
I would like Caleb Williams if he wasn't wearing pink lipstick, pink lip gloss, having a pink phone, having a big keychain, and looking all weird at the dadgum USC game the
Stop
other night.
Stop looking weird, Caleb.
Bro, his elbow, like, look, Jaden Daniels, jeez. I'm going to take his weird-looking elbow over Caleb Williams wearing makeup. Every single day as a general manager.
John, I have a couple of hardenwood stories today.
You got some wood?
I actually came prepared today.
Holy moly, blow me away.
So, John, as you know, one of my favorite fast food establishments
I can already say,
okay,
it's Chick-fil-A.
My second favorite.
I have no idea.
John, I ate somewhere between 18 and 20 Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets last night, and I felt so ashamed of myself. But that's beside the point. One of my other favorite places is McDonald's. Love a good McDonald's cheeseburger. Man, they are good stuff. But it was announced earlier this week that McDonald's will start selling Krispy Kreme donuts by 2026 in all of their locations. How about that, John?
Man.
A little Krispy Kreme action when you're getting your Big Mac.
Bro, you know they're going to sit there and say the Krispy Kreme machine's out.
Oh, man, that's a great point. I didn't even think about that.
Man, like all them kids who try to go get a little ice cream. Nah, I'm sorry, it's out.
Never get ice cream.
Krispy Kreme. Man, see, I like going to Howard's.
See, here's the thing. Here's the thing about Krispy Kreme donuts. Is if you go to Krispy Kreme, they're fine. Not my favorite donut. Like you said, Howard's is really good. There's some other places that are really good donuts. I used to have a place right down the street from my house that had great donuts, and then they sold it, yada, 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 whatever. But Krispy Kreme will, like, because they're such a big name, they will sell their donuts in, like, mass production, and you can, like, go to Kroger and
get a box
of Krispy Kreme donuts. Those are trash. Those are so bad. They do not taste like fresh donuts. They taste disgusting. And that is what is going to be sent to the McDonald's. Because McDonald's people aren't going to be making Krispy Kreme donuts in the back. They're just going to have these ones that you can buy right down the street at Kroger in the McDonald's. They're going to be terrible.
They're going to make a thing called, like, McCreamy.
Oh, they're definitely going to do that.
Because they're
going to
get
of,
a
like,
Whopper
twist.
Instead. Or not a Whopper.
No,
what is
Big
it called?
Mac.
A Big Mac. Thank you. Big Mac. You know I don't eat much fast. I don't eat fast food. You know they have like three pieces of bread.
Uh-huh.
So they're going to go donut on the bottom.
Uh-huh. Donut
in
the middle.
No, you go bun on the bottom.
Donut in the middle.
Bun on the top.
For stability.
You can like, also you don't want to get your fingers all sticky.
Well, I don't think.
You know what I'm saying?
People care about that. They go to McDonald's.
Oh, because it's greasy and stuff. Mm-hmm. That's a good point. Actually, you know what? Just go like donut, burger. But don't they put magic sauce on it?
They do. They got Big Mac sauce.
What is Big Mac sauce?
I don't eat Big Mac, so I have no idea.
What is your go to? Just like a,
I get,
a,
I get
a normal cheeseburger.
I get two double cheeseburgers when I go.
Whoa!
Well, their cheeseburgers are small. They're really small. I mean, it's like extremely small. Don't make me feel fat. They're small. I mean, it's like a regular. You ever had like a regular cheeseburger from McDonald's? They're tiny. And so you get
I know what they look like. I have seen cheeseburgers.
Yeah, but they're not big. Dumb. I mean, like John, I've seen you one time a couple weeks ago. You got a Burger King burger up here. That's big.
And
big,
I didn't even get
way
the,
bigger
I didn't
burger.
Even eat it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Way bigger burger.
Of it,
McDonald's burger is like half the size, maybe even less. My second story, John.
By the way, that was after a night of that complete bender, and I didn't eat anything.
No, I remember.
And I couldn't eat it either. I took one bite and I was vomiting.
Shame. I saw this earlier today. Have you ever seen the movie Titanic?
Yeah, of course. Like, that's the one where Leonardo's in
Yeah.
And he had to pretend that Kate Winslet was hot.
Yeah, and they're on the little piece of, you know, the wooden board, and they're out in the ocean, and Jack's in the water, and he's holding
on.
Oh,
hey, baby, how about you do me a favor and scoot over?
Scoot over. And make some space.
Let me on the board.
You're not the only one suffering here. I'm literally in freezing water.
And by the way, like, I just want to say, nobody is dropping the diamond down with Jack. That is the dumbest part of it. Like, she let go of the Hope Diamond, right?
Yeah.
And let it go down. Bro, you have to live the rest of your life. What is her name?
I don't
Kate
remember
Winslet.
Her name. I don't remember her name in the movie, but.
Whatever. Let me just tell you something, woman.
Rose.
Yes. Let me tell you something, Rose. Jeez, you don't throw a rare diamond down because Jack is drowning because you won't move your fat butt off the dead gum, like, piece of wood.
Well, so it's obviously an iconic scene in movie history. And,
oh, yeah,
like,
why are we bringing up this piece of wood?
Well, like you said, a lot of debate over, you know, could they have... I've seen people, like, make full, like, videos, like, taking the dimensions of the board that they were on and saying, yeah, they could have definitely both fit on the board. But last week, the wood panel that saved Rose in the movie Titanic sold at an auction for $718,000.
You mean a TV prop?
Yes. At an
sold
auction.
Sold for $718,000.
Uh-huh. It was the most expensive item ahead of an Indiana Jones bullwhip and an axe from The Shining, which I think both of those were, like, way more the feature.
Like, what are you just
going to
do, like, throw a piece
than a
of
wooden
wood?
Panel? Yeah. What are you going to... I mean, because here's the thing. If you got, like, an Indiana Jones
whip... This is
whip,
where the dumbest
you
piece...
can have it, like, sitting out and be like, oh, yeah, that's the whip that they had in Indiana Jones.
And by
a
the
wooden
way,
board,
how do you
gonna
know
have
it's
hanging
the whip
up?
In Indiana Jones?
Well, that's a good point, but I think more distinctible than just
Bro,
a wood
I think
panel.
I'm going to start auctioning some stuff off.
What do you have to auction, John?
I got Mavericks. Trying to think what Maverick did. And either that's the dude, Tom Cruise in the movie Top Gun.
Oh, yeah, Top Gun, yeah.
What did he do?
I think you're talking about the Dallas.
I got Maverick's, what are they, Ray-Bans or whatever the shades
are
he's wearing.
They're like the ones
they're
he
his,
wore?
Bro, yes.
Oh, wow, how'd you get that?
Man, I can't tell you that.
Interesting. That would be actually something that you could.
All right, I'm going to sell those joints. We're going to start taking auctions on.
Certainly we get you more money than your Illinois bets tonight.
Please. No way, bro.
You think you have the actual sunglasses that he wore in the movie?
Yes.
I don't know if I trust you or not. But if they are, that would definitely get more money than the bets you
made. You're not picking up what I'm really putting down. Hell no, I don't have the
real... Well, you just told me you did. You're a liar.
Of course, that's what I'm saying. Like, all you have to do... Hey, I got some wood, bro. I'm selling a piece of wood. Kate Winslet...
Well, but they know this is the actual wood.
How do they know?
Because it was sold by the people that made the Titanic.
Man, you know what? They made the Titanic. They didn't know it was going to be that great. Now it's great. And you know what happened? Now they're short on funds. 20 years later, like, hey, man, let's go get a piece of wood.
I don't think they're short on funds.
They're like, let's go get a piece of wood and let's sell it and tell everybody that it's like the original piece that Jack drowned on.
Jeez.
Like, did they sell the fake Hope Diamond?
I have no idea. I just saw that story that it sold for over $700,000.
Well... Any news on Diddy today?
No, but I do have news on, I think Bronny James could be an SMU Mustang.
Really?
Uh-huh.
SMU's got a lot of money.
His coach is going to SMU.
Huh.
So maybe we see Bronny over there. Maybe LeBron decides, I want to go to Dallas, play for the Mavericks.
Oh, my Lord.
How about that?
You think that's the closest they ever get to play together?
A LeBron James takeover in Dallas.
Shoot, man. Big D, man. They need something because right now it looks like the Dallas Cowboys aren't doing jack. Shots fired. Sorry, I know you're a big Cowboy fan. We're going to take a quick timeout, though, because we do have to come back, and I'm going to give you four plays. Don't touch the dial. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Broadcasting from the Family Leisure Studio, we are Sports 56 and 98.5 FM.
The only power source capable of generating 1.21 gigawatts of electricity is a bolt of lightning.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. I'm fired up, man. I got a little play for you. You ready? Man, we got a game starting here in about 1 hour and 10 minutes. We got the Angels and the Orioles. Take the Orioles. I kind of like them minus the 1.5. I took them with a little smidge on minus 1.5. I also took them in a parlay minus the 185. Hooked them up with the Illini even money, baby. Yeah, you heard that right. I'd say put a nickel on it. Sit back, relax, and enjoy life. It's opening day. Take the Illini. Take the O's. And let's just be real. Don't you dare bet on them Cardinals today, okay?
Smart. Really is.
I'm not a big fan. Now, tonight also, I hope you enjoy the basketball. The very first game, I'm leaning towards Clemson. I'm going to be betting in line most all the basketball games and then parlaying them with Illinois even before the game starts at even money. I'm leaning North Carolina. I'm leaning Clemson, and I have no idea what I'm doing in San Diego State and UConn. We'll just have to wait and see. I hope everybody enjoys opening day. Enjoy Sweet 16 action. Get out there. Make the world a better place. We'll see you on the flip side. Peace.